From NPR News in Washington, I'm Winter Johnston. Thousands of people are celebrating in front of the Parliament building in Athens after today's referendum. Greek voters have rejected the terms of an international bailout deal. Speaking through a BBC interpreter, Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras thanked the Greek people for what he calls their brave choice.
I'm fully conscious that the mandate that you've given me is not a mandate against Europe, but a mandate for finding a sustainable solution with Europe that will take us out of this vicious circle of austerity. And this mandate, I will make sure that I serve it without any delay.
European Council President Donald Tusk is calling for an emergency Eurozone summit for Tuesday. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Iranian counterpart say they're making genuine progress toward negotiating a nuclear deal, but Kerry cautions major issues are still unresolved. At the same time, Israel's prime minister is sharpening criticism of a possible agreement. As Daniel Estrin reports, Benjamin Netanyahu says a deal will allow Iran to develop atomic weapons.
At the start of his weekly cabinet meeting, Netanyahu said the talks between Iran and the West have led to a breakdown instead of a breakthrough, and he said negotiators were caving to Iran's demands more and more with every passing day. Netanyahu argued the emerging deal is worse than the deal that led to North Korea going nuclear, and that it would allow Iran to create many nuclear weapons, which would threaten Israel and other countries in the region. Western diplomats and Iran are trying to reach an agreement by Tuesday to curb Iran's nuclear program and end sanctions on Iran. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.
Wildfires are spreading in northern Spain and Portugal. More than 1,300 residents have been evacuated from the path of the blazes. Lauren Frere reports the fires are being fueled by the recent heat wave.
Temperatures well above 100 degrees have fueled wildfires burning across huge swaths of the Iberian Peninsula, and the heat wave is expected to last at least another week or more. More than 1,350 people were evacuated in the Spanish region of Aragon alone, about 230 miles northeast of Madrid. Hundreds of firefighters are battling the flames there. Spanish TV footage shows black smoke rising from a pine forest. Wildfires burning separately north of Barcelona have also destroyed two houses and several cars there. In neighboring Portugal, nearly 100 firefighters are battling a blaze in forests north of Lisbon. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
In Syria, a U.S.-led coalition has launched a series of airstrikes against the so-called Islamic State group's de facto capital of Raqqa. The coalition says the strikes destroyed a number of ISIS vehicles and over a dozen bridges. This is NPR News in Washington. The San Antonio missions in Texas, including the Alamo, now have World Heritage status. That was designated today by the United Nations World Heritage Organization. Meanwhile, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, already a UN World Heritage Site, has avoided another less welcome designation. UNESCO says the world's largest coral reef system will not be added to its list of endangered sites. But as Stuart Cohen reports, UNESCO says Australia still has to be careful of continued development along the reef coastline.
UNESCO had been warning for years that increasing coal mining, shipping, and port development were damaging and degrading one of Australia's biggest tourism draws. But hundreds of millions of dollars spent on cleanup, plus the alteration of massive development plans, was enough to convince them that Australia is mending its ways. UNESCO has placed the reef on a watch list, and Australia will have to submit a progress report on its long-term conservation plan next year. Environment Minister Greg Hunt put a positive spin on the decision.
What we've got now is unanimous and overwhelming support for the reef, support for what Australia is doing.
Environmental groups still say the reef, which has lost around half its coral since the 1980s, remains under threat from climate change and agricultural runoff, as well as future industrial development. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
Large crowds are welcoming Pope Francis to Ecuador. It's his first stop of a 9-day pilgrimage in South America. He'll also visit Bolivia and Paraguay. The Pope says he chose to visit those countries because they're among the poorest nations of a region where 40% of the world's Catholics live. I'm Winsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.